Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 325, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth, and from it I will not depart, that I may steadfastly obey. Give me an understanding heart, and what follows, Psalter 325, the first three stanzas. portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together. It can be found in Psalm 127 and 128. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 127 and 128. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. A song of degrees. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants around about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Let us try to ask the Lord for an indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, then we have read of precious matters out of thy holy word. of the family circles of children, and so thou wast left many good and precious things amongst us, and that in a time when sin is sin no more, so little guilt, as so little calling to repentance, also concerning the seventh commandment. And to that end, do bind the family circles, us and our children, around about thy holy word, with the prayer unto thee, the living God, that thou may place a fiery wall around about us. But then we have also heard of those blessings in the context of the man that feareth the Lord. And then shall it be well, then by thy free and sovereign grace, we need to become that black bride of that precious bridegroom who was white and ruddy and the chiefest among 10,000s, that we may be a people prepared for the Lord. And then in this morning hour, and then we have heard of profound things, bring them unto me. And so by renewal in the way of prayer, and well to grant a true prayer, the spirit of prayer and supplication, and then the church needs a praying and thanking high priest at thy right hand. What a privilege, what a blessing, that with all our blessings, with our needs, our desires, our cares, our troubles, and with our sins, that there is a throne of grace, and where thou hast exhorted that we may be given to open our mouth, may we so be found to be more a praying and a begging people, a rightly to know and feel our need, a deep impression of our sins, of our unworthiness, that true saving faith that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly all that we ask or think, and also in the name of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What an encouraging words for those souls that are beset with riddles, perplexities, questions, doubts, the burden of their sin. Then thou exhortest, come unto me, and it is written in thy word, all that the Father hath given unto me shall come unto me, and him that cometh unto me I will in no wise cast out. May also in this evening hour that there have come up those begging and praying souls, thou hast a people where it can come so low that they are so glad with a little crumb from the Master's table. May it please thee to be a surprising God. May it be in this evening for true conversions, instruction, uncovering, encouraging, and comfort. Wilt thou bless the means of grace in the family circles, in the church on the Lord's Day during the week, Do help the consistory to that end. Do bless thy holy word in our Christian school. Wilt thou continue to grant traveling mercies also in the winter months? And so we commend thy church unto thee, the established churches, the vacant congregations, our theological school, the instructors and the students. May the numbers be increased. We commend unto thee thy church, many places who were denied the privileges we may so freely enjoy and partake of, that in this day to come freely up to thy house without persecution, without fear of being arrested. Oh, do continue to uphold that persecuted church, those that are in prison, tortured for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We commend unto thee the Jewish nation. May the veil be hastily removed. Remember our mission field, thy servant, the team, the husband and wife who are concluding their language studies. Although that study continues, we commend unto thee the people in Peru. May your heart be inclined also to labor amongst them. Remember all those different countries, different places, that are given to translate thy holy word in those languages, then it is so necessary that they have deep impressions, that they are dealing with thy holy, inspired word. Wilt thou grant thy help, and wilt thou grant thy blessing? We commend unto thee the nations of the earth, wars and rumors of wars, much unrest, much turmoil. Remember also our country, federally, the leaders, the prime minister. He is not out of thy reach. What a wonder it would be if thou would convert him. Then it would be heard, then it would be noticed. Thou wast also converted a Manasseh. Wilt thou remember the rulers of this province? Remember our town. May it please thee to pour out thy Holy Spirit upon our community. We commend unto thee an old husband and wife who toward the end of this week hope to remember and commemorate a milestone, 62 years being bound together in holy matrimony. Thou wast wonderfully, remarkably spared till this very moment, but they have become old. The infirmities are increasing. Wilt thou remember them on that day to receive a humble and a broken heart, and above all what is necessary to meet with their Maker? And so we commend all the elderly ones unto thee. We remember all widowers, widows, half-orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave, where those places remain so empty. May they be filled with thy presence. May the solemn callings, may they be sanctified. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones, all the sick and afflicted ones. There are grave concerns amongst us, we commend them all unto thee. Remember the crosses, the burdens, the difficulties, the weakness of the mind, the scars. Wilt thou continue to provide for our daily bread? Remember prodigal sons and daughters. And, O Lord, keep us and our children under the old truth and under the old ways. And may it be a year of thy free and sovereign good pleasure, that thou may work lovingly, irresistibly, for many conversions, but also for the instruction, the edification of thy Zion, to be led further into the mysteries of salvation. Only one foundation, and that is Christ Jesus and him crucified. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for a few simple and plain words to speak when by renewal we are gathered at the foot of Mount Sinai concerning the seventh commandment. Wilt thou bless and remember us, forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 271, the three stanzas. Of mercy and of justice my thankful song shall be. O Lord, in joyful praises my song shall rise to thee. Within my house I purpose to walk in wisdom's way. And what follows, Psalter 271, the three stanzas. this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, a Lord's Day 41, the question and answers 108 and 109. Question 108. What does the seventh commandment teach us? Answer, that all uncleanness is accursed of God, and that therefore we must with all our hearts detest the same, and live chastely and temperately, whether in holy wedlock or in single life. Question 109. Doth God forbid in this commandment only adultery and such like gross sins? Answer, since both our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost, he commands us to preserve them pure and holy. Therefore, he forbids all unchaste actions, gestures, words, thoughts, desires, and whatever can entice men thereto. Lord's Day 41, that speaks of the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Four thoughts. A commandment pertaining to a created desire. Secondly, a commandment which requires special vigilance. Thirdly, a commandment which has many enticements. And in the fourth place, a commandment condemning all uncleanness. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Commandment pertaining to a created desire, a commandment which requires special vigilance, a commandment which has many enticements, and a commandment condemning all uncleanness. Thus, in the first place, a commandment pertaining to a created desire. And then, beloved congregation, we read in the first chapters of Genesis that the Lord has created them male and female with a desire for each other. The first marriage we read in Genesis 2, verse 18, through the end. In that respect, there is a distinction with this commandment from other commandments, because when the Lord has created Adam and Eve in his image, and then there was no desire to disobey authority, and no desire to kill, no desire to steal, no desire to covet, but the Lord has given that created desire to Adam and Eve for one another. But now through our deep fallen Adam, that desire has become distorted, warped, perverted. We could mention many names. Then this commandment that speaks of the family circle. We have heard of it out of Psalm 127 and 128, and in that respect, the Lord has left many good things amongst us. May we be given to see it, appreciate it, and be humbled thereunder. But that also requires watchfulness on the part of our family circles, because we live in a time that the sin against the seventh commandment is promoted in so many ways. What used to be sin in the last century is not looked upon as sin in our day. By renewal, the Lord has left many good things amongst us, husbands and wives, many children who may be in God's house in this evening hour. What a privilege and what a blessing. Where there are many churches, where there are not so many children, and not so many young people, perhaps in the morning service, many churches that have come to one service, and when they have two services, then oftentimes very few youth, more older people. Thus the Lord has left many precious things. We have heard out of those blessings, husband and wife, the blessing of children. And then in Psalm 128, in a special context, of the man that feareth the Lord. When we think of marriage congregation, then we need to learn by the Spirit that we are a black bride, a very black bride, and that we need a bridegroom that has paid such a great and such a rich dowry out of love for his bride, nothing less than his precious blood that needs to be experienced here in the time, and then to learn, because in our catechism it speaks of the bride, and it speaks in the part of gratitude, and how that bride, and we read that Paul has spoken in Ephesians 5, the verses 23 through the end, when he speaks of the duties of husbands and wives, then he speaks of the mystery of Christ and of his bride. And now that bride, she learns more and more, and when it is right, that gives very much sorrow, that she is not the bride that she ought to be, that she transgresses in many ways against all the commandments. And then a blessing when such a bride, each time by renewal, may come at the feet, at the greater bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, with repentance and confession, and that she may receive the pardoning, that her garments in the way of sanctification, that they may be washed. Concerning this commandment that concerns the welfare of family circles, it concerns the welfare of the church, because concerning marriage, both heaven and hell take a great interest. And it is written in God's word that the angels are present in church, also with marriage ceremonies. And then it is for the prospering of one of the kingdoms. This commandment concerns the welfare of a country. I read in Psalm 11, verse 3, when the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? When the family circles start crumbling, then how difficult, impossible it is for the government to rule such a people. Oh, in that respect also, how far our country has fallen, departed from God's word, making laws also concerning the seventh commandment, contrary to the seventh commandment. Concerning this commandment, then females, girls, women, wives, and mothers, they owe much to the bringing of God's word and of the gospel. Because where the gospel has been brought, there the weaker vessel has received her rightful and beautiful place for wives and mothers to be in the tent as Sarah. When we read missionary stories, this winter time, Hope families, that you read together, also good for father or mother to read aloud, that the children may gather round and hear on the prairie provinces, different missionaries, Reverend Edward Young, Reverend James Evans, the Apostle of the North, they have written in their book, Stood by Helpless, how that the wives, that they were misused, called to do most of the work, scolded, degraded. The Muslim world does not mean among that people that there shall never be exceptions where husbands treat their wives lovingly and properly. In the Muslim world, then the females, they are looked upon more as second-class citizens among the Hindus. When a husband dies, then his body is burned, and then the widow is required, or was required. William Carey, missionary, has striven much against it. But when he came to India, then when there was a widow, then she was required. They would lay the husband with many branches, and then the widow was required to lay on top of that pile, and they would put a branch over her so she could not escape, and then she was required to die, to be burnt alive with her husband. Then we see the blessings where God's word has been brought and where there is obedience. But we also see in our day that our country is returning to heathenism, and then by renewal, then wives and mothers, they are becoming slaves. For those that think they need a career, and try to raise a family. What a difficult and impossible task that is. That's what a blessing, mothers, when you may have a place in the family circle, and when we may walk according to God's word. Cost a lot to raise a family, but then we believe that the Lord shall provide. We read in Proverbs 14, verse 1, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. And now concerning the creation ordinance, then we shall not speak of it this evening, that we must not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. We have heard the past weeks out of the book in the time of the judges that that has taken place. And to that end, there was a great falling away and a great departure from the Word of God. We have a beautiful chapter in Proverbs 31, the verses 10 through 31. And young men and young women, do you all know what is read in that portion of God's word? And do you read over different times? And have you prayed over it, that our young men may receive such a virtuous woman? Because it is written that her price is far above rubies, and that our young women may be enabled with the Lord's help to be such a virtuous woman. Our second thought, the commandment which requires special vigilance. It's a big word, boys and girls. What does that word vigilant mean? That means to be alert, to be full of watchfulness, and to exercise caution. Because our instructors have stated in answer 109, since both our body and soul are temples of the Holy Ghost. And concerning the tabernacle and the temple, then a very careful watch was maintained, that not anything in everyone may even enter into the court, and more so into the sanctuary. And therefore a commandment that requires special vigilance, that the gates need to be guarded. And then especially we think of ear gate and eye gate. And what is now necessary concerning this commandment, that the family gathers round about God's holy word for family worship, and that there is spoken of these matters when our youth, when they become a little older. What saith the word of God? We read in Psalm 1, blessed is that man that walketh not with the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Many times concerning sin, there is a gradual sliding away from the biblical truth and from the biblical way. And now we and our children, it is our lot that we are bombarded in so many ways also concerning this commandment that it is presented to us and our children that there are many things which used to be sin in this country that are not sin anymore. And then even subconsciously, then concerning the transgression of this commandment, then it is not so frightful, and it does not work that sorrow. Then the danger is that we can be, they tell us, and of course, boys and girls, we must never do it, because they read in Proverbs that the righteous man cares for the life of his beast. We may never torture them, but they tell us, if we have now a pan of water with a frog in it, and if we slowly, oh, if that pan of water, the water is already hot, and we drop a frog, he shall immediately jump out because that water is so hot. But if we put the frog in when the water is cool and we slowly heat that water, that frog will stay in and even be boiled. Let that be instruction for us and our children, especially concerning the seventh commandment. Thus, in the first place, the blessings of family life, that there is worship, and that there is an example, love between husband and wife. Not to idolize marriage can be for our girls. When we read romances, must not do that, girls. That is not profitable. Then we can get a wrong impression of marriage, high expectations, and that it leads to much disappointment. Nevertheless, the necessity of the proper place of husband and wife, we have mentioned with the fifth commandment that the husband is the head and the wife the heart of the home, that there is example, because oftentimes certain wrong trends, they carry subconsciously through from one generation to another. Then further, that we may retain a tender conscience. Also concerning these matters, still a blessing when we have a speaking conscience that warns us between right and wrong. Further, that we may have an impression of the omniscience of the Lord, as Hagar has expressed in Genesis 16, verse 13, Lord, thou seest me. Then further, that there is much prayer, that we trust not in our own strength, also profitable for our young people when they are courting, also necessary for fathers and mothers, because young people that start courting, they can have so many questions, that we speak to our youth, but also our young people, that they speak together, that they set boundaries which with the help of the Lord, prayerfully, they may uphold. In our time, there are many enemies of marriage. We could speak of materialism and the love of pleasure. And for husbands and fathers, what a struggle it can be, called to provide for the family circles, the daily bread, cost much to support a family, and also a blessing between husbands and wives, when there may be those times when they may see the special providence of the Lord. But now what a struggle it can be for husbands and fathers to divide their time aright. And more so, as consistory members, school board members, the many committees, much labor may be done with love, a blessing necessary, but then to divide it aright. But then a touchstone can be for husbands, and that is also for wives, how that husbands, how they spend when they have extra time. And then I hear husbands think, I wish I had some extra time. But a touchstone, a test is, where do husbands and fathers spend that extra time? When they are finished work, do not misunderstand, does not mean that we may not speak to our co-workers. Sometimes matters need to be discussed, but as a general rule, when work is finished, that we go to our dear wives and family circle, because also for mothers with children can be overwhelming, and therefore they need the help of husband and father. And let husbands and fathers remember that as a general rule, shall not state the percentage, but I believe it's very high, in the 90s, that most wives and mothers would rather do with a little less material and have more of the presence of husband and father. We read in 1 Peter 3 verse 7 that they are called to dwell with their wives with understanding. And then when we speak the commandment which requires special vigilance, we have mentioned it with other commandments. But even more so with this commandment, and that is technology, where the devil, he uses technology as its purpose, as its advantages. But there is much on internet, when we think of porn, the dollar figure, what a business it is to destroy young men, even young women, to destroy marriages. It has destroyed much, and it will destroy much more. And then we have heard from the book of Judges out of Judges, the first chapters, that the Israelites, there were those Canaanites, they had chariots, which they could not destroy. But we have also heard of Israelites that did not destroy them and that made them tributaries. And then we have mentioned in those services also concerning an email the congregation has received not so long ago concerning internet, concerning the social apps, all the dangers. And then the question, then we do well to ask each other the question, how is it now with our internet? Have we taken due diligence, deleted what we do not need, a filter, accountability, or is it our thought we shall not do those things? Those things shall not take place in our family circle. Do we think that in our own strength we can stand and be protected when we do not use the means that are available? Also concerning this commandment, can we then honestly pray to the Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil? Therefore, fight by renewal concerns our family circle. It concerns our youth. We are fallen creatures, an evil heart, a deceitful heart. And that technology concerning the seventh commandment has destroyed great multitudes, also marriages. In our denomination, much trust has been broken, and therefore for young and old and our youth, they have more understanding, many times better understanding than the older generation. We have mentioned before those 232 young men that in the time of Ahab, when the king of Syria has come, and then the king has asked who must begin, the young men of the princes, and therefore young people, we also need your help. You also realize the dangers, maybe already. You have fallen, become addicted, not only the youth, also older ones. We know it's taken place, people tell me. Thus let us not turn a blind eye to it. Let us do prayerfully what our hand finds to do, and that the Lord may graciously watch over our family circles. Let us first sing Psalter 305, the first four stanzas. How blessed the man who fears the Lord and greatly loves God's holy will. His children share his great reward, and blessings all their days shall fill. And what follows, 305, the first four stanzas. the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. A commandment pertaining to a created desire. A commandment which requires special vigilance. And now thirdly, a commandment which has many enticements. When we think of the seventh commandment, then in the scriptures, we have the examples of people of God, which have very grievously fallen into transgression. Thus, that calls for extra vigilance and extra watchfulness. Then concerning the many enticements, then it is especially what we see and what we hear. Concerning what we hear, then it seems that very many in their youth are given to listen to worldly music. How do I know that different ones, when they are given to see the evil thereof, that they are given to confess it? And then much worldly music has underlying themes, unbiblical themes, and then also concerning that worldly music, then it goes from bad to worse. There are ministers on the pulpit that in their youth have listened to that worldly music, even rock music. They were converted. And they tell us, people that have watched what they should not watch and hear what they should not hear, then when we are given to see the evil thereof, then that people wish that there could be an eraser and that they could erase it all out of their mind. It's impossible. It's there. And then there shall be different times that music, those images, that they shall arise. Can ask those ministers, tell us sometime at the bottom of the pulpit or on the pulpit, that music out of hell that resounds in their ears. And then, of course, with all the new technology, the enticements are more. In the early days, it was more difficult. When we were young, if we wanted to see wrong pictures, we had to go to a store to buy a magazine. Not necessary to multiply it out more. Then, of course, when there is hatred and quarreling between husband and wife, there's not love in the family circle. When there is love, appreciated, needs to be nurtured, worked upon, because marriage is a very beautiful rose, one of the roses left out of paradise, but it has a very frail stem. And to that end, it needs to be nurtured, and also for our dear children and youth, then the home needs to be a place where there is love, care, compassion, where they love to be. Then in the next place, idleness, that is a great danger. Of course, when we work day and night, that is also a danger for our family circles. But idleness, think of David, fought many wars, and then there was a time that he remained home, and then on the housetop, went all wrong. Our friends, Proverbs 13, verse 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Alcohol. Solomon in the book of Proverbs, then he connects with the immoderate use of alcohol to the sin against the seventh commandment. In modesty, we read in 1 Timothy 2, verse 9, that women be dressed in all modesty. Then further, everything that entices to draw us from the right way, and that leads to this commandment. There's much our forethought, the commandment condemning all uncleanness. Then this Lord's Day, it focuses more on the causes than the separate sins, but we shall mention them. Adultery, unlawful relationships with two married persons, fornication concerns more single people. Oh, Mary could honestly say to the angel Gabriel in the time of courtship that she knew no man. Young people, may that be your portion, that on your marriage day, in that respect, that you may stand with a free conscience, the Lord will grant his blessing. Unbiblical divorce in Matthew 19, verse 9, the reason of adultery given. Unbiblical remarriage, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, transgenderism, where the separation is erased between male and female, and let us not have any part in it. When women are dressed in men's clothing, and were also for men, where that separation is taken away, men with shorts, let it not be found amongst us. Men with necklaces, the Lord has created us male and female. And then the awful sin of incest that has destroyed bodies, souls, families, churches. We think of Lot with his two daughters, Judah with Tamar, Ammon with his sister, and then the instructors have mentioned all uncleanness. Then this commandment is very broad, and the enticements, they are as salt water. The thirstier we become, thus by renewal, the necessity, oh, in this difficult times, May we be given to appreciate all the good things that the Lord has left in our family circles. But the devil is not happy with family circles where there is love, where there is unity, where God's word has a special place, because the devil knows then the church will prosper, and therefore the necessity that we are on our watch, Christ has said, to watch and pray. And then by renewal, a commandment that is exceeding broad. Sins are great and manifold, but also for this commandment, then there is forgiveness and pardoning in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, that precious bridegroom who has paid such a dowry for his church. And we have heard in this morning that he has said, bring him unto me. Then the necessity to repent, to confess, to flee, oh, to come to that bridegroom with our questions, with our perplexities, with our strife, with temptation, and above all with our sins. All we read in Zechariah 13 verse 1, that there is a fountain opened for the house of David, for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and uncleanness, but it is necessary to experience the wonderful things of grace. The seventh commandment, the necessity that we continually do not trust in our own strength, our own thoughts, but given to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us close. Lord, by renewal, we were at the foot of Mount Sinai. And then by renewal, we may acknowledge thee for the many good and precious things that thou hast left amongst us, the family circles, husbands and wives and children. But we live in such a dangerous time with so many temptations, our Lord. Wilt thou keep us, place a fiery wall round about us, about the older ones, the younger ones. And then we remember our youth, those that are still single, with a desire in their heart to receive a future spouse. May they be given to lay it before thee, and wilt thou wonderfully provide. Remember our young couples with planned marriages. May it all prosper in thy hand, wilt thou spare. May it be marriages in thy favor for the welfare of the family circles and for the welfare and the upbuilding of thy church. Then also for this commandment, then we need to beg of thee that our sins may be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Wilt thou now remember us in this week? Remember the mothers, the beautiful place which they have received, undoubtedly at times overwhelmed in the midst of the family circles, but do remember, do help, do strengthen them, the daytime, the night watches, Do help fathers and mothers with their great. Remember fathers as head of the household concerning the daily bread. Remember the children also with their studies. Who wilt also watch over us also on the way? Who wilt thou keep from harm and danger? Bless the official labors, the catechism classes. May the instruction be blessed. The visitations bring us also together within the walls of thy house for a midweek service. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another and all, Lord? May we give heed to those precious words. Bring them unto me, especially those that have impossibilities, great trials, and difficulties. May we be given to bear one another's burdens. And wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings? And wilt thou be the faithful keeper, Israel, also during the night, and that we may awake in the morning with health and strength, courage and desire for our labors wherever thou hast placed us. Pardon us of all of our sins also of this day, also with speaking and listening. It all need the cleansing of thy blood. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 369, the three stanzas. How pleasant and how good it is when brethren in the Lord in one another's joy delight and dwell in sweet accord. And what follows, 369, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.